Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
We're like really sorry because they were playing some really good tunes on the radio this morning. We just were so riveted we couldn't break away. It was like, you know when you get paralyzed and you can't? No. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness. You're in Imperial Valley and Mexicali Valley and Yuma Valley and McCain Valley and San Luis Valley. There's another valley around there somewhere. The land of the valleys. And welcome to the show. I'm not Maria. My name is Scott. And I am your host today. Maria is up in Pomona doing some sort of management enlightenment class, which is cool. Certainly hope she's having fun out there. We have a guest. Indeed we do. Name is Tom Armenta. And our phone number is 760-337-8874. So you can call Tom now, not even knowing what he does, and say, hey, Tom, what's up? What do you do? And we could just kick it off that way. Or, yeah, I suppose I could tell you. Okay, Tom works at the Day Out program, and we're going to spend the next hour or so talking about the Day Out program and all of the things it has to offer and all of the who ends up there, I suppose. And, again, encourage you with the question, 760-337-8874. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, but my name really isn't Tom.
Stop.
I'm in the Witness Protection Program, so that's the name of the game.
Stop. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot it already.
Don't worry, it's not the real name.
And you're a social worker, which means you're like good at making up stuff like witness protection names on the spur of the moment.
No, it's true.
So, tell us about Day Out, Mr. Witness Protection Program.
Person. Okay. It's an adult daycare program. It's set up not just for seniors, but it's set up for people who are disabled. They provide physical therapy maintenance and occupational therapy maintenance. We have a registered nurse on hand who also assists them with their blood pressure, check their sugars. Need a social worker who will assist them if they have any kind of needs, difficulties with financial difficulties, also deal with their stressors, and try to assist them and actually empower themselves to handle different situations.
So let's kind of dial that back and okay. Start at the beginning. So it's not just for seniors, for geriatric elders, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
But elders constitute like half of this, or how many?
Well, more likely like 75%.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
But you do have situations with younger people who get a CVA, a stroke, and will provide, especially that first year.
Was it a CVA?
Cerebrovascular. What ends up happening with the strokes at that young age, they get physical therapy, occupational therapy assistance, that you can actually get the improvement a lot more rapidly that first year.
Retrain a different part of the brain to exactly. Handle the function.
Mm-hmm.
If you jump in right away and do it,
right? Jump in right away.
Interesting.
And then we also have a lot of young people who half dozen young people who it becomes part of their social activity, and they've actually, the interaction, you would think that there'd be a difficulty with the age gap, but after a while, you start to see that there's a bond that develops with a lot of the participants.
Hmm. Yeah, I would just kind of, reflecting that, it would seem like that would be a pretty compelling bond, I guess, because people with in Day Out are in common cognitive functioning. Is that pretty much the criteria for getting in, or is there another level of that?
Well, in terms of getting in, usually you have one or two chronic illnesses that you're having to deal with. A lot of times you get a lot of patients with diabetes.
Okay.
Also, the high blood pressure, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, and that usually will qualify you for the program.
Okay, so those people may have excellent cognitive function.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, physically they had some difficulties, but mentally they're very alert.
Okay. And so they come in, and that would be, that's your geriatric crowd then, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So blood pressure, diabetes, osteoporosis, other types of flavors?
Oh, well, so, cerebral palsy.
Mm.
We have like several participants who have cerebral palsy who also live independently and are able to maintain an independent lifestyle.
How about like deafness and muteness?
Right now, currently, we don't have anybody with who's deaf or who's mute, and it would provide something interesting. You have people who are older who have a little bit of difficulty with their hearing.
Mm.
And yeah, but
right, I'm sorry.
You have to be careful too, because you don't want to confuse it with dementia. A lot of times, somebody actually is very aware, and you can still communicate by writing.
And it seems like they may have dementia, but they really just aren't hearing you.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes they're so polite, they're just saying yes to everything. And then you start to realize that they really can't hear you. And you can still, you know, communicate with them. You just make it a point of, you've learned to read lips. And you can write things down. And actually when I do the mini mentals, that's when I had started to notice that some of them, they had been listening to that. I thought to myself, wow, that's kind of weird because, you know, when I was doing it, all I had to do was I realized that he was just being very polite with me, and then I just started writing the things down, and he was scoring very well on the mini mental, and it was like, oh, okay, wait a minute.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.